By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك
السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاءاللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام رائز اینڈ شائن الحمدللہ یو مسٹ ہیو ہرڈ سم ون ان دا بیک گراؤنڈ دیٹ واز ماشاءاللہ حاجی تصور السلام علیکم
وعلیکم السلام ورحمت اللہ
ہاؤ آر یو یو اوکے
الحمدللہ
ماشاءاللہ عز و جل تصور بھائی از گوئنگ ٹو بی جوائننگ می ٹوڈے اینڈ وی ہیو این امپورٹنٹ ٹاپک اینڈ ٹو بی آنیسٹ ود یو دس ٹاپک از سچ اے ٹاپک دیٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ٹاک اباؤٹ اٹ سو دیٹ وی کین ٹرائی ٹو فائنڈ اے سولوشن ٹو دس ایز ویل بٹ بیفور وی ڈو اینی تھنگ ایلس لیٹس اسٹارٹ دا پروگرام ود دا بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشن آف دا گلوریس قرآن اینڈ ریمبر وین ایور وی لسن ٹو دا قرآن وی لسن ٹو اٹ اٹینٹیولی اینڈ کیئرفلی سو وی گوئنگ ٹو بی لسننگ ٹو سورۃ المؤمنون verse number 112 to verse number 118. So let's leave everything for a short while and listen to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
قال كم لبثتم في الارض عدد سنين قالوا لبثنا يوما او بعض يوم فاسأل العادين
فرمایا تم زمین میں کتنا ٹھہرے برسوں کی گنتی سے بولے ہم ایک دن رہے یا دن کا حصہ تو گننے والوں سے دریافت فرما
قال ان لبثتم الا قليلا لو انكم كنتم تعلمون
فرمایا تم نہ ٹھہرے مگر تھوڑا اگر تمہیں علم ہوتا
افحسبتم ان انما خلقناكم عبثا وانكم الينا لا ترجعون
تو کیا یہ سمجھتے ہو کہ ہم نے تمہیں بیکار بنایا اور تمہیں ہماری طرف پھرنا نہیں
فتعالى الله الملك الحق لا اله الا هو رب العرش الكريم
تو بہت بلندی والا ہے اللہ سچا بادشاہ کوئی معبود نہیں سوا اس کے عزت والے عرش کا مالک
وَمَن يَدْعُ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِندَ رَبِّهِ إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ
اور جو اللہ کے ساتھ کسی دوسرے خدا کو پوجے جس کی اس کے پاس کوئی سند نہیں تو اس کا حساب اس کے رب کے یہاں ہے بے شک کافروں کو چھٹکارا نہیں
وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ
اور تم عرض کرو اے میرے رب بخش دے اور رحم فرما اور تو سب سے برتر رحم کرنے والا
صدق اللہ العظیم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل these were the beautiful verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun as you know Surah Al-Mu'minun starts from para number 18 every day We listen to the Quran, we make good intentions so that we can every day read some of the verses of the Quran. Now we've listened to them And maybe, inshallah, Azawajal, you had the opportunity to read them whilst they were on the screen. But why not make a good intention and read the Quran, some verses every single day? Even if we read at least 2 pages of the Quran, that will be, inshallah, Azawajal, 14 pages end of the week. And maybe if we read 3 pages, we can read 1 para every single week. Alhamdulillah, we've got the kalam for today. Let's listen to the kalam and then we'll come back and I'll tell you what topic we're going to be talking about. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثق عليه محمد سيد الكونين وثق عليه والفارقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طلبنا منك مغفرة يا
ربي جمعا طلبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بال مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها، واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها. سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. A very beautiful kalam recited by Rukn Shura, Qasida Burda Sharif, one of the famous poets, Hazrat Allama Sayyidina Imam Bosiri Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, who wrote this kalam. And we're going to be talking about illnesses of the heart. Yeah, so illnesses of the heart. So we thought we need a doctor. So we've got a spiritual doctor with us, mashallah. At-Tasawwur Bhai is our Tawizat head for UK, mashallah, as well, and Europe. So At-Tasawwur Bhai, illnesses of the heart we're going to be talking about. There's a story that I read, and this is a true story. It's been written in one of the booklets of Amir al-Sunnah, Zinda Beti Kuwa Mein Phenk Di. And it says there that there was a villager, and he had a baby girl, and this was the sixth baby girl in the family. Now this person, what he did was, you know, he went to the doctor and he says that my daughter, I don't really like her, she's ugly, mazallah, and I want you to do something, give her an injection and kill her. And the doctor obviously said no. So what this person actually did was he took his daughter, you know, from the mother, and he buried her alive. You know, this is something that used to happen at the time of Jahiliyyah, time of ignorance. And this person's revived them times again. And Allah Ta'ala forbid. One of the reasons why the scholars, they say, is why a person would do something like that is because of hard-heartedness. Dil ki sakhti. Sometimes, you know, when we talk about these kind of things scientifically, you know, the tectonic plates, they collide with each other and the earthquake happens. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions is because of the sins that people will do, and all these kind of earthquakes will happen as well.
There's like roots in the earth, and when sins are committed in abundance, then those roots are moved or shaken, and then the earth moves, which causes the earthquake.
Allahu Akbar. Now, hard-heartedness, what is it? Siratul Jinan, volume number 4, page number 370, is mentioned the meaning of hard-heartedness. Dil ki sakhti ka matlab kya hai? Dil ki sakhti, maut aur akhirat ko yaad na karne ka sabab. You know, if you don't remember your death, and you don't remember your hereafter, what will happen? Your heart will become hard. And this is what the reason, or the common reason, why people will start to commit sins as well. And if you look at it, a normal person, if your heart Alhamdulillah is content, you have a soft heart, then that person tends to do good things as well. You know, he's tend to known as someone, you know, good in the community. But someone who is hard-heartedness, you know, Allah Ta'ala mentions this in the glorious Quran as well. He says in para number 1, Surah Baqarah, verse number 74, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, ثُمَّ قَسَدْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. Then thereafter, your hearts became hard. So they are like stones, rather even harder than stone. Now here the scholars, they mention the tafsir. It says that a stone somehow is, you know, is better than a person's heart, because, you know, if you have a hard heart, you don't take any nasihat within you. But Allah Ta'ala mentions in the further on in the same verse regarding a stone. And he says that, and of stones, they are actually some of them which rivers gush forth. So if you open a stone, you might have water coming inside. So you benefit that that stone is not that hard. But here Allah Ta'ala, he says that that person whose heart is hard, no nasihat goes into that person's heart.
If you take this as an example, like you mentioned about the heart being a hard, and like you mentioned that the nasihat, you know, advice or good advice doesn't penetrate, it doesn't take effect. It's like if you've got a hard surface and you have water that splashes on that hard surface, when it's a hard surface, you get splatters, so it splashes. Whereas if you've got a soft surface, for example, if it's an earthen area and the rain penetrates it, it goes soft, it actually absorbs the water. That's like the difference of hard and soft. But then where you're mentioning regarding the stone and a hard-hearted heart, the difference in them two, that remember that even if it's a drop that falls on a stone continuously, it'll form a hole eventually. You know, it'll take time, but it actually it it'll make a hole. Whereas the hard heart, it won't take anything in. You know, it's like solid. It won't take anything in. So this is why Allah Ta'ala mentions here that the hard heart is worse than the stone.
Subhanallah. And this is in the tafsir Siratul Jinan. It talks about Bani Israel. You know, when Allah Ta'ala mentions this verse of the Quran, you know, at the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Bani Israel, they saw so many miracles from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, but yet they never learned anything from them because their hearts were so hard, they were not penetrating the nasihat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And you know, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the Ulul Azm prophets of Allah, the mightiest messengers of Allah, so many miracles happened. You know, when Bani Israel crossed the River Nile opened up for them, it closed for them. Still, they were in denial of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then when they were in Wadi Ati, for 40 days or 40 years, they were running about in the Wadi Ati because they couldn't find the way out of there. Allah Ta'ala sent them food from heaven, man salwa. Yet they still did not learn from that. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, by hitting his staff on the ground, you know, 12 streams were formed. They still not learn from that. So here Allah Ta'ala, he gives the example of Bani Israel. And as Muslims, we need to be, alhamdulillah, soft-hearted. And our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was a soft-hearted person as well. And here it says that Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says that the biggest punishment for a person is that his heart becomes hard. Kyunki dil ki sakhti gunahon mein izafa karti hai. You might be thinking, well, what's wrong with that? What is wrong with that is because if you have a hard heart, you don't have a soft heart, you are tend to do more sins. And then he mentions, dil ki sakhti ibadat aur tilawat aur zikrullah ki halawat mitati hai. That beautiful taste that you get when you do the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, you read the Quran, you do your ibadat, that taste is now removed from you. Dil ki sakhti rahmat Allah ki dur karti hai. It takes away the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Aur dil ki sakhti badbakhti ki alamat hai. Badbakhti means bad luck.
Bad luck, bad fate.
Bad fate, yeah. So if you have a hard heart, you have a bad fate as well. Aur ye ek aisi bimari hai جس سے مزید ظاہری اور باطنی بیماریاں جنم لیتی ہیں. حدیث of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم,
if somebody is hard-hearted, you're actually sealing yourself away from goodness. Because when somebody is inviting you or trying to preach you, trying to bring you towards good deeds, Because the heart is, it's like a closed door. It's like knocking on a, banging your head
on a wall,
on a wall, basically.
Say, yeah.
Because there's no entry there.
You know, like some people, when you go to them and you give them the kiki dawa, they'll say, yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever. And they don't listen to you properly. That person might be thinking that I'm doing something really good because I'm not listening to him. Yeah, sometimes you see these young lads, they don't listen to you. Even forget young lads, we've got adults as well, you know, buzurg as well. And they don't listen. They think that they know the best and, you know, they don't need to do anything.
It's like they don't even realize, but they're actually, it's like a closed door. You know, you can knock on it as much as you want. You know, whether they listen or they don't listen, there's no difference.
There's no difference.
Because there's like no entry to that heart.
You know, one of the things that was mentioned here, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jami' Tirmizi, is dil ki sakhti aadmi ko Allah ki rahmat se dur karti hai. It keeps you away from the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. And the scholars, they say, who can ever survive without the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla? We always need the mercy of Allah. We are breathing, this is the mercy of Allah. We are doing good things, this is the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. Now that person whose heart is hard, jiska dil sakht hai, just think to yourself, you know, you don't have no mercy, you know, you don't think of other people, you always think about yourself, you know, to an extent that people, ma'azallah, are doing so many bad things. You know, they're killing innocent people, they're torturing innocent people, they're causing harm to innocent people. And they think, you know, it's fun and games. Halanke, you remember that one day you will die as well. And when you get into the court of Allah as well, then you'll understand why this is happening. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, char cheezein badbakhti hain. The four things in your bad fate. Number one, aansuon ka na behna. You don't cry in the fear of Allah. Some people, you know, they say, oh, well, whenever we turn on Madani channel, they always cry. You know, and now here, what does he say? Aansuon ka na behna badbakhti hai. You know, it's not a good thing that you can't cry. Yeah, we cry over dunya, we'll cry over losing our money, we'll cry over any problems, but when it comes to the problems of the heart and the grave and the hereafter, we don't know how to cry. Number two, dil ka sakht hona, your heart becomes hard. Now, people might be thinking, how does a heart become hard? It's not that your lump of flesh in your body becomes really solid. Stiff. It means that your heart is not taking or penetrating anything good inside. You do nasihat, you say to someone, yara namaz kyun na padne? And that person says, oh, dua karo, make dua for us. So what's happening is they're listening from one ear and taking it out of the other. So they're not penetrating that. You know, if someone says, why do you not offer your salah? That person should sit down and think to himself, yeah, that's true. I don't offer my salah. What's happening? You know, you try to better yourself. But because there's nothing penetrating, the third thing is, lambi umbide rakhna. Ah, ek din maravi mehlo si janab. You know, you think to yourself, I'm going to have a palace, I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that. Maybe people are still daydreaming, you know, that I'm going to be a king one day. They start to daydream that the whole of Chakswari becomes mine. You know, all these kind of things, people will start to daydream. Isko kehte hain lambi umeedein. You know, having long hopes. Yeah. And long hopes, they destroy you hereafter as well. And the third thing is, to be drowned in the love of the dunya. Remember the scholars, they say, you can never have two things in your heart at one time. The love of the dunya and the fear of Allah. You know, both of these two things cannot be in the heart same time. These are will be anything you wish to.
Yeah, this,
when you speak, I can have a sip of my orange juice, you see.
In that narration that you just mentioned, I think the hadith of Pak, there's four things you just mentioned. There's another two added here, which it mentions that cause a hardness of the heart. And they also destroy one's good deeds. And love for the world is also one of them. In other words, had says yada zulm karna. So being
unjust,
yeah, to a great extent.
Ji. How, you know, if you define that, yeah, there's so many things that come into my mind. Like, for example, nowadays, you know, you see that people are struggling, you know, the bills have gone up, electric, gas, and all these things. You know, as they say, the cost
expenses,
of living has gone up now. And if someone is working for you and you are deliberately knocking off his wage, you know, that is also zulm as well. You are doing zulm on that person. If he's owed that money, and sometimes people will work for someone and they say, oh, come back next week and I'll pay you. You know, that is zulm, because that person, how is he going to feed his family? You know, it's not like you that you've got money saved up. There are people who survive on their wage packet every week or every month.
Hand to mouth, a lot of people are living hand to mouth.
Yeah.
What they're earning, that's what they're going to spend upon their family. And it mentions regarding a laborer that you should pay his pay before his sweat dries.
Obviously, if he's working in an office, he's not going to be sweating. But the mafhoom is that you need to pay him as soon as he's done the job as well. Now, another thing, dil ke sakht hone ki ek aur alamat ye hai ki ibadat se kotahi karna. You know, that's another sign. You know, sometimes people think, how do I find out that my heart has become hard? One of the reasons is that ibadat mein susti karna, not missing your salah, but just being lazy in your salah. You just come back from home, you look at the time, oh, there's still half an hour left for Maghrib salah to finish. And then you keep on doing something else. You know, when you're really, really tired, you know, you could read a book, you could read that. But sometimes the shaitan wonder whispers, no, just go onto social media because you're really tired. You know, just watch social media. Now, when you are reading, you know, obviously you're not going to be reading loud, but you are there using your eyes. But when you're watching social media, you're still using your eyes. Yeah. So the thing is, instead of wasting your time on watching films or something, get a book. Be in a routine where every day you'll go back home and you'll have some books to read. And beautiful book. Have you slipped through Siratul Anbiya? It's a top-notch book, that. Siratul Anbiya, Siratul Jinan. You know, alhamdulillah, I know a person who's completed Siratul Jinan 4 times.
Mashallah.
He's on his 5th time now.
Mashallah.
Why can he do it? It's because, mashallah, he's soft-hearted, he's soft-spoken, and alhamdulillah, he can give time to that as well.
One thing is that, like you mentioned, for example, somebody's hard-hearted, so he's losing the... You see, a lot of these illnesses, illnesses of the heart, a lot of the illnesses are interlinked. One links onto another, and hardness is also something which moves you away from doing good deeds.
Gee.
And this is one of the difficulties that's being faced, that a person can't do, you know, he's being put away or refrained from doing good deeds. So sometimes you have to force yourself to try and do good deeds. And like, for example, the book reading that you mentioned now, those people who, like for example, the brother you mentioned that, you know, he's finished Siratul Jinan 4 times and he's reading the 5th time. Maybe at one point this brother wasn't comfortable about doing reading.
Gee.
But he's put some effort, and effort is always rewarded.
Alhamdulillah.
So initially, you might need to force yourself and don't overburden yourself. It's like if I sit down and say, right, I'm going to read, I don't know, 1-2 chapters in one go, that's going to put you off. The next time you're going to try to force yourself and sit down and read, it's going to be, you know, you'll think about that previous episode.
You need to think about the consistency.
Consistency, but small amount, but regular. That's most important. And this goes back to the Quran Pak Tilawat that you mentioned previously as well. Like, you know, that small but consistent ibadat. And this is something, this type of ibadat is what is, which is makabool. It holds a high rank in the court of Allah, because small amount but consistent.
You know, one thing that I mentioned was laziness in ibadat. Allah Ta'ala, He mentions one of the signs of a hypocrite in the Quran. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Allah Ta'ala, He says in the Quran, and only He will destroy them by making them neglectful. And when they stand up for salah, they therefore unwillingly do it for show, and they do not remember Allah but slightly. Yeah, so what happens is they are neglectful of their salah, and when they stand up for salah unwillingly, I don't feel like it, I've got to push myself. Then that is another sign of your heart being hard as well. Now, many people may have, witnessed this in their lives, that, you know, when it's time for salah, when you're with your friends, with your family, watching TV, you're so relaxed and enjoying. But as soon as namaz time comes, you think, oh no, I've got to read namaz. Now, Allah Ta'ala doesn't want our ibadat. He doesn't need our ibadat. You know, if we go to the masjid, we offer our salah at home, or we don't offer our salah, Allah Ta'ala is not bothered about that. What we need to think is, now my condition of my heart has changed. Why is it that do I feel salah as a burden? Why is it that I will go unwillingly? I have to push myself. Someone has to say to me 10 times to get up and read your Fajr salah. The reason is that because we don't have no interest in salah anymore. Astaghfirullah. But before we go into the conversation a bit more, we've got our daily reminder. Let's take our daily reminder and inshallah Azza wa Jal will take it from there. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
A very important hadith. Let's listen to it. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, avoid five things in order to protect yourself from five others. The nation which weighs less, Allah Almighty afflicts them with high prices and scarcity in fruits. The nation which breaks its promises, Allah Almighty imposes their enemies upon them. The nation which does not give zakah, Allah Almighty withholds rain from them. And if it were not for the quadrupeds, they would not be even given a drop of water. The nation in which indecency and immodesty spreads, Allah Almighty afflicts them with the plague. The nation which makes decisions without the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty causes them to experience the wrongdoing of their actions, and He makes them have fear of one another. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we look at our surroundings, are these not happening to us? It is unfortunate that the mindset to perform good deeds has decreased among the Muslims, and sins are witnessed everywhere. There is no particular interest in the call towards righteousness. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, heed the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Ghafoor, He is Ar-Rahim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us forgiveness by the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahi al-Nabi al-Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today is about illnesses of the heart. And we were talking about how a person who is lazy in offering his salah, he's been ibadat, when he comes to reading the Quran. Have you ever noticed this, Tasavvur? You must have heard people. You know, when I'm watching social media, I'm alert all the time. As soon as you sit down to read the Quran, I feel sleepy.
Sleepy. Same even when you somebody's in the masjid. When you come into the masjid, a person
he feels sleepy.
Feels sleepy. Because when it comes to worship, that's where the shaitan starts working upon you and makes you tired and wants you to move away from that. But where there's evil and where there's illnesses, that's where shaitan, there's plenty of, it's like, for example, you have to go to work early in the morning. If you were reading something and it was something, for example, the Quran Park or some religious book, then it'd make you feel tired and remind you time and time again that you've got work in the morning, you're going to get up early, you're going to be tired. You get all these constant reminders. But if you were on the social media, for example, or you're watching television or some other program, then there he won't remind you, you'll be lost. You'll forget. And maybe you were only sat there for 10 minutes or maybe 5 minutes, but maybe an hour and 2 hours will have gone by. So there's plenty of time yet. Or you'll be okay.
Sometimes when a person spends a lot of time on social media and you think to yourself, I could have spent this time reading a book, reading the Quran. You do regret it. That is a good sign that you're regretting it. But don't regret every single day. Try to change that as well. And the other thing of illnesses of the heart is that, people will tell you to do something. They'll give you nasiha, but you are not going to accept that. Like, for example, you're reading a book or you might be reading the Quran, and many punishments of the people are mentioned in the Quran about certain ummahs. But it doesn't change you. It doesn't have any effect on you. You see people dying in front of you. It doesn't affect you. It doesn't change you. That is another reason that you need to understand, my heart has become hard. All these nasihats are not affecting me. Halanke, these same nasihats of the Quran, you know, people turn towards Islam. And I'm already a Muslim, but these things are not turning towards, you know, me towards my Rabb Azza wa Jal. That's something to worry about. People sometimes think, oh, I made a fool out of him. You know, I've made him cheap. And dostana gappal aane, I said, oh, you flane molvi araisan. Yeah, I said this to him, I said that to him, I questioned him, he couldn't answer me, and he legged it. You know, you might be thinking that you won the battle, but I'm sorry, but you've lost the battle. Because the shaitan's there over you now. What have you lost? How can you won the battle? When he was inviting you for salah, you know, you said, I've got so many things to do. When he said, you know, read the Quran, you came with another answer. So you've lost the battle.
A common excuse when you ask, when you invite somebody, let's go for salah, my clothes aren't pure.
Yeah. And how can a Muslim live his life, you know, with unpure clothes as well? Allah Ta'ala forbid. Another reason, dil ki sakhti ki ilamat ye bhi hai, banda hamesha rehne wali aakhirat par is dunya ki arzi zindagi ko tarjeeh dena shuru karta hai. You know, you give more priority to the life of this world than the hereafter. Yeah. Now here, that's why, you know, you'll see people, they say, well, I come back from one job, I go to another one. I come back from one job, I go to another one. You know, why people say, oh, we need money. Halanke, if you live a moderate life, yeah, you can easily, alhamdulillah, live comfortably. But now the thing is, we made our life so lavish. You know, we've got to get the best food, you know, the most expensive clothes, the best car, you know, our luxury, you know, we want a luxury life. Obviously, to have a luxury life, you need luxury income. And if you don't have that luxury income, then what's going to happen is you're going to start to drift away into the dunya. Because now you're not thinking about the hereafter, you're thinking about the dunya too much.
Before you know, you're drunk.
Before you know, death is approaching you. And one of the reasons, you know, the scholars, they talk about this is because we know we can't see the hereafter in front of us. Sometimes we neglect it because of that. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Halanke, these people will go, you know, they'll go deep into committing sins because they don't realize wal ba'thi ba'd al maut, will be risen after our death again.
The thing doesn't, you know, they think it's far away. They don't know that death can come, you know, at any moment, any second. It's like you've breathed in. Whether you're gonna, you know, you've inhaled, whether you're gonna be able to exhale or not, this Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know. Those, for example, a lot of people say to you that, oh, it's fine, you know, we'll do our ibadah when you get a bit older. But how do you know you're gonna reach that age? And then in front of us, especially, you know, recently, we're seeing so many young deaths.
So many young,
you know, 18, 19, 20, even children, some children, you know.
You know, again, Allah Ta'ala, you know, increase his ranks. He never knew that day when he was going to work, he's going to have an accident and die. And it wasn't even his fault as well. So, you know, whenever we go on the roads, whenever we wake up in the morning, always realize and think to yourself, it might not be your fault, but you could still be caught into that, you know, very severe action. Another thing, you know, the scholars, when they mention about dil ki sakhti, is that a person, you know, he'll go deep into the love of this world that he will totally forget the hereafter. That's why you see people running about in the dunya trying to get this money, trying to get that money. They won't even understand how they are earning that money. If it's halal, if it's halal, it doesn't matter. We just want the money. Why? Because I need to have a good car. I need to have a good house. Halanke, in the world, you need to look at people who are below you. There are millions of people around the world who don't even have a shelter. There are millions of people around the world who don't get good food to eat. At least you get that. And the scholars, they say that in the deen, you look at someone above you. This guy offers his salah, he reads his Quran, he does his ibadat, and I don't do any of that. But when ibadat, we look at other people. Oh, chalo ji, at least I go to the masjid every Eid salah. That guy doesn't even do that as well. Your priorities are wrong.
I go to Jummah every week and he doesn't.
You know, there are people sometimes they'll say, you know, Allah Ta'ala forbid ke, you know, it's hard for me to go to the masjid. Halanke, nothing is hard. is that the hardest thing is waking up and going to work in the morning. You know, I went to Germany, Thurway, and one of the Islamic brothers, you know, this was his daily routine. And he wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning. He has to walk about 20 minutes to get to the bus stop. He gets a bus, sits in that bus, another 20 minutes journey, gets off, catches another bus, goes to the train station, gets off there, wastes a half an hour, and his job starts at really 8 or 9 o'clock. So he has to start at
3-4 hours
of traveling, and that's a daily routine for him.
So 3 hours going, 3 hours coming. That's
a daily routine, and you think, the guy, he goes, I come back for about 8-9 o'clock at home, back at home, and then he's got that rest, and then we'll start again.
And this is like
a seven-day shift. And I thought, look, you need to rest a bit. Man, what's happening here? You know. But again, you know, maybe you know that guy was going through. He says that there's no other alternative for me. But you know, this is how much people struggle in the dunya. You know, I wish, you know, if we can start to struggle even a bit for our deen. Now, sometimes people say, Mara dil hi ko nahi lag raha namaz padne na. It doesn't matter. You know, even if your dil is not there, your heart is not content, you still have to offer your salah. If you can't, if your heart is not content by reading the Quran, you still have to read the Quran. So there's no other alternative as well. Another important thing about illnesses of the heart is that your iman is weak. And here it's mentioned that one of the reasons your iman will get weak is be-sharmi, be-hayai, and because of doing sins. Now, be-hayai and be-sharmi means that you know you will do something out of the extraordinary that normal people will not do. Like, for example, watching a film. You know, you might be thinking, chalo, there's no one looking at me. But you fail to realize Allah Ta'ala is always watching over you. So there's no... And when you do these kind of things, when you watch films, ma'azallah, you know, some scenes will come where you will definitely not be able to watch them in front of your family. Why are you watching them alone? You know, because Allah Ta'ala is watching you, and this is called be-hayai. You know, it's come over you so much. Yeah, immodesty. You know, when someone loses his modesty, there is a saying, isn't it, that the one who's lost his modesty is not amongst us. You know, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who loses his modesty, he's not amongst us. Do whatever you want then. You know, ma'azallah, you know, we as Muslims, we need to understand, you know, we have rules to follow in Islam. There are guidelines. And these guidelines, if you take it regarding the dunya, you know, when you're driving a car, you can't drive as you wish. You know, you've got lanes to follow. You've got red traffic lights. There's rules to follow, isn't there? Traffic rules. If someone says, oh, it doesn't matter, we're in Dublin now, we don't have to follow the rules. That's not the case. Even if you don't live in that country, you must follow the rules of that country as well. So again,
you'll be in trouble with the guarders.
The guarders, yeah. Now again, we need to understand. Then when someone highlights these kind of things, which thing is our enemy? Oh, Yara, why do you do that for? Oh, yeah, you do as well, don't you? So straight away, we come to a defensive mode.
That's another sign of hard-heartedness, Allah. Because that person, when you're doing his nasihat, rather than him accepting, it's penetrating his heart, bouncing back. So he's in defense mode now. So he tries to protect himself by pinpointing out others that he does that. But he does that, or you used to do that.
Used to do that means that I don't do it anymore, do I? So again, you know, never ever come to the defensive when someone is trying to do nasihat upon you. You know, if someone tells you, even, you know, parents are home, when your dad tells you, don't be friends with that person, you know, pika pata, what does dad know? He's a good lad, he's got a good family. Yeah. Or don't do this, don't do that. You think to yourself, you know, straight away you come to the defensive and you straight away think of them as your enemies rather than, you know, people that will try to guide you as well. Another thing that the scholars, they mention, is talking uselessly. Fuzool gappan. Yeah, वैसे ही दोस्त बैठे हुए. All right, let's get together. चलो जी गप शप लाने हैं. What are you going to do in that gup shop? Majority of the time, you'll talk bad about people. Majority of the time, you'll backbite about people. Majority of the time, you'll be lying. The majority of the time, you'll be telling jokes. But them jokes are lies and all these kind of things. So in that gup shop, you think, you know, someone, people say, oh, he's like this, he's like that. He doesn't know how to enjoy his life. Enjoyment of life doesn't mean that you're going to commit sins.
Yeah.
Enjoyment of life is that, alhamdulillah, within the boundary of Sharia. As Muslims, I guarantee you, how many people have left their own town, gone out somewhere? Many people don't go anywhere because they're so busy at work. Mm. Alhamdulillah, you know, we travel regularly on a kafile of Dawat Islami, one city to another city. I think in the whole month, I've probably traveled about every weekend I'm out somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, you travel quite a lot as well. And I can guarantee you, many people haven't seen the country. Why? Because they're busy. So we are enjoying our lives, seriously. You know, you just need to come close and look at yourself. Alhamdulillah, the scholars of deen, they do enjoy their lives, but within the boundaries of Sharia. Again, fazul goi, gap shap, wasting your time, waise baithe rehna. How long are you going to live your life?
Indeed.
You know, life, like we said, people are dying in their young age. And if you sit down and waste that time as well, what time have you got? It's like, you know, when you go to work in the morning, and you know, you've got a lot of work to do, and you sit down, gapshap lanare, so yeah, and you think, oh my God, I didn't do my work, so you waste, and then you start to hurry up in things. In the same way, driving a car, you know, you might be wasting your time getting out of the house, Ramayana al-Barli Ghazan, then when you do get out, oh my God, I've only got half an hour.